السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. We're coming to one of the countdown of the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day Allah swear by it in Quran. The days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated. And when you study the scholar, why Allah loved it too much? Because he said, these are the days, the most gathering for Allah, and these are the days Allah will forgive His own servant. It's too high to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Waqfat Arafat, the day the Hajji stand in Arafat, which is the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah. This day, when we fast it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sana, the year before and the year after. Look at the amount of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over us. And we're supposed to think about the Hajji, make dua for them, they make dua for us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he emphasized, Allah forgive the Hajji, and those the Hajji make dua for them. May Allah accept the Hajji of this Aam and Ukul Aam every year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their dua. And may Allah accept the dua of the Ummah to the Hajji and each other, inshaAllah. What is the message? Where we start from today? Waqfat Arafat is a day the mu'min or the Muslim perform the Hajj. When Rasulullah said, Arafah is Hajj, or Hajj is Arafah. One of the main pillar in Hajj, Waqfat Arafat. 4, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours. Even when you study the fiqh, if you reach Arafah just a few minutes before sundown, and you stand in Arafah even for a few minutes, you consider Hajj. How Allah is so Rahim. How Allah so Kareem. But what message we should gain from now, from this time? Sacrifice. And sacrifice, we hear about it, we slaughter an animal, but we're too far from the feeling and understanding of sacrifice. Go to the end of chapter Al-An'am. Why is the condition of the Ummah right now where we are? This is the price of negligence of our faith and our message. When we become so selfish and greedy, think about ourselves, and we're living in a status quo of our call comfort zone. My own sister called me yesterday and she asked me a question. She said, I was reading this verse from Al-Isra, chapter Al-Isra. And can you explain it to me? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is no qariya, is no village, except we will destroy it. And this is already ordained and written in Lawh al-Mahfuz. She told me what it means. I said, look at the history. How many towns has been destroyed before? Over and over again. And we're still building and living like we're going for forever. I look yesterday to the news, and NASA in America, they send one rocket to the orbit, and they said, this rocket, I forget what the name of the star, he's going to travel for 7 years. To go to this particular star and collecting some rocks and come back. I said, Subhanallah. Wallahi, Subhanallah. 50 million children is suffering without no parents. 50 million refugee men all over. 1.25 billion human beings suffering from hunger. And the rest enjoying their life and like they're not accountable of anything. What about the us? We worship We fast, we read Quran, but we don't care about other. We don't care even about the neighbor of us. We don't care even to think about what's happening in Syria, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, all over. We forget what happened in Kosovo and Bosnia. We do not remember what happened in Somalia and Sudan. And the list keeps going. You think it's not coming to us? I said to my sister, it's a must. Because all these verses in Quran is muhkam. Is the sunnah of Allah, is final. It's hukm, finished. And what about us living in heedlessness and still thinking about ourselves and our job and our money and our this? Where is Chinese dynasty? Where is Japanese emperor? Where? It's gone. And we're leaving this earth. The one we do not know too much about it. It's still a lot of jungle area not discovered. A lot of deep ocean not known. A lot of part of the desert and mountain. Nobody know what's going on. But we're so arrogant. We think we achieve technology. What technology? The technology is a superpower, and all major country, the main budget to build weapons, the weapon of destruction. Imagine when our goal to destroy, and they call this for peace, they call it the weapon of destruction. And everybody flatter everybody about the most sophisticated technology of destroying. How much we destroy, how much we can kill. Imagine if we label ourselves an era of civilization, and the main pillar of this civilization is killing and destroying. When mankind destroying and spread destruction and killing, and in the meantime, we do not care, wouldn't feel hurt. You think all this not accountable? You think each one of us is not accountable in the front of Allah? One person tell me what you want me to do. Very simple. Number one, you have to ache, feel, think, make dua, and do whatever you can to alleviate the suffering of other and elevate the name of Allah. Because if we have the name of Allah elevated, we will elevate Quran, we will elevate the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and now we will care about each other, we will care about mankind, we spread the message, and we elevate the message, alleviate the suffering of other, and the ultimate suffering to go to Jahannam. This is the ultimate suffering. But how I can help you if I'm drowning by myself? How I can help you if I'm weak by myself? How I can help you when I'm drowning in my dunya by myself? How I can help you when the feel and love and compassion for every piece of dunya above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and akhirah? How? فَاقِدْ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِيهِ. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. And still, a lot of the scholar of the ummah still fighting with each other, argue with each other about different view, and the whole ummah is burning. Burning, suffering, and we forget the basic. We forget the basic. We do not have the basic. We think we have it. No, we don't. My dear brother and sister in Islam, at this time, ache, cry for yourself, for me. I cry for you. And we make dua to Allah to give us vision, to give us basira, to take us from our heedlessness, and to make us a source of rahmah, peace and tranquility and mercy to mankind. Make us a source of hidayah. Make us a source of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in earth. Make us a source of rahmah, mercy to all the needy and orphan and poor. Make us a source of elevating ourselves, dunya and akhirah, and write the legacy before we die. These are the days you can wish whatever you want, but what are you wishing for? What you want to be? Who you want to be to yourself and your family? What you going to pass to your family? What message you going to pass in the earth and the people surrounding you? What message you carry in your heart? What goal you have in your heart? What compassion and love and zeal you have in your heart? You cannot fake it. Either you have it or you don't. And if you have it, you're willing to do everything in your ability and capability. This is a time to make dua and zikr and beg Allah to make us a source of hidayah and rahmah and peace and tranquility to ourselves, to our Muslim brother and sister, to mankind, and we make dua for the living and the dead and the hajji and everybody, and try to suffer inside. Because imagine, go study 35 to 50 million kids without parents. How many Muslim family can go and said, let me adopt or get some of these kids and make them live with us with dignity? If we have Islam, this refugee will never be a refugee. We will take them in our home. 1.7 billion Muslim cannot take care about a few million. Shame on us. Shame on us. And we're still making drama over a tiny topic in our life, and we forget about the whole topic. But remember, you will care about what you have in your heart. You will think about what you have in your heart. You will love about what you have in your heart. You will aim of what you love in your heart. And if you love Allah and Rasulullah and Mu'mineen, ask yourself, what I'm doing? What I'm doing? What I'm doing? What I'm passing by to my fellow Muslim, to my fellow human being? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this earth witness to us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make our akhirah, our resident in akhirah, is the ultimate pleasure for us by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.